from KSRO, KSRO.com, and the KSRO app, available for download at the App Store and Google Play. This is continuing coverage of the coronavirus emergency.
Good afternoon. I am Michelle Marquis here in the KSRO studio. Happy holiday to you and yours. And we do appreciate Dr. Sundari Mace, our Sonoma County Health Officer, making the time on this holiday in order to talk with us and give us some more information about where Sonoma County stands in our fight against COVID-19. Thank you so much for joining us, Doctor.
Yes, thank you.
So on Friday, you made a new announcement, sharing that with the county about a new blanket health order. Can you clarify what this is?
Yeah, so basically there's two different orders. One is a blanket order for isolation for those who've been diagnosed with COVID. And the other is a blanket order for quarantine for those persons who are in contact, usually household contact, of a person who have COVID. So all that means is before we were issuing orders when necessary to individuals, but now we'll have a standardized blanket order in place. So when someone's diagnosed with COVID, their doctor just gives them an order saying you have to stay at home, essentially, and not leave for any activities until you're deemed recovered. And part of that will also be a telling that person that they need to identify all of their close contacts, people they live with, intimate partners, and anybody else that they've been in contact with or that the disease control program identifies as a contact. And they have to tell those persons that they are also under an order of quarantine, meaning they have to stay at home and monitor their fever, or that is a temperature, and any symptoms for a period of 14 days, and they'll be told that the disease control program will be contacting them for follow-up and testing as needed.
And how are these people who are under this 14-day quarantine, if they don't have adequate supplies at home, how are they supposed to? Are you assisting with them getting food, or how are you helping them?
Well, yeah, those folks, usually we haven't run into that problem where somebody really has no ability to get food, but okay, if that's necessary, certainly the disease control program would help them. But we have, for example, housed some people who didn't have housing and then given them food and
okay,
stuff.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That's good to know. What about enforcing this? I'm sure that people want to be as safe as they can, but sometimes the human urge to get out is really strong. How are you enforcing this quarantine for those people who have tested positive?
Right. So the public health department isn't responsible for enforcing, but law enforcement is. So if we have a situation where we have a case that isn't isolating themselves and we find out about that, then certainly the law enforcement will go out and ask them to isolate.
Okay. All right. It's good to know that the departments are cooperating with each other on that. Now, on the SoCoEmergency.org website, you can see the posted numbers each day of active COVID-19 cases. I do see that yesterday, April 11th, that our cases went down by 3 cases, as well as no new cases reported. What does this mean?
Well, I told people last week that we got a lot of cases. I think it was Wednesday, because we went out and tested contacts, both symptomatic and asymptomatic household contacts for people who had COVID. Now, we haven't done that, the testing of contacts after last Tuesday. Now, again, tomorrow and Tuesday, we'll be testing the contacts, which, again, as I said, are the people who are really high risk for having COVID. Mm-hmm. So I suspect we'll see a spike again tomorrow. But what this tells us, that we had no cases yesterday, is that, even though a lot of tests were run, we didn't see anybody who had COVID, suggesting that the community transmission cases are really slowing down at this point. And probably it's because everybody is being so good about shelter in place and following the order.
Now, is the holiday weekend impacting anything? Are tests still being processed over the holiday weekend?
Right. So I think today we definitely be processing a lot fewer tests, given that it's Easter Sunday and we have a skeleton crew in place.
Okay.
So in all likelihood, that may affect also the number of people who are diagnosed simply because we're not testing a lot of people.
Right, right. Because I know that you've said in the past that if we have a downturn in cases, that might be the trigger that the county is ready for the next steps. But I'm not sure if this is a sustained sort of downward trend.
Right. We'll have to see what happens this week since, as I said, we're going to do all this contact testing again tomorrow and Tuesday. So I think that'll be really helpful in seeing how many cases we get this week.
Can you tell us whether you have enough tests for everyone who's asking for a test here in Sonoma County?
I don't think we are testing everybody who asks for a test. You still, if you're asymptomatic and you have no risk factors, still there's no reason for you to be tested. I think the folks who are symptomatic and going to see their doctor, the people we identify clearly, all of those priority groups, all of those people are receiving tests at this time.
Okay. There was a second death here in Sonoma County. Do you have any details? Can you share anything with us about that person?
Right. So we had a second death in a person over age 65. And that's pretty much all I can say, given that we only have two deaths. We really can't give any more identifying information about the specifics.
Okay. And also, you now have recommended that folks have a facial covering when they leave their homes. Can you tell us what that means?
Right. So we recommended this about a week ago, and I want to, again, underline the need for it. It's not anything you have to purchase. You can use any kind of facial covering that covers your nose and mouth. It could be a scarf, a bandana. It could be a homemade mask, like a cloth mask. There's many, many patterns for how to make these things out of tea towels, out of old T-shirts mm-hmm. and things like that. So we would really like to see everybody covering up when they go outside for essential activities or to work in essential businesses. And this coming week, we are going to get some more specifications about facial coverings for certain populations that are out in the public or when people go into businesses, that sort of thing. So stay tuned for that.
Okay, so right now it's a recommendation, but it's not an order per se.
No, it's a guidance right now, but we are going to pursue an order for, again, specific people to try to protect the community in settings where we think we could see more community transmission, like indoors at the supermarket or something like that.
Okay. I'm talking with Dr. Sundari Mace, the Sonoma County Health Officer. I'm Michelle Marquis here in the KSRO studio. Can you talk to us a little bit about the state of mental health here in Sonoma County right now? This whole thing is traumatic for all different kinds of people, just dealing with being isolated. If you're an essential worker, the untold stress that you might be dealing with, if you've lost your income and are worried about how you're going to pay the bills, there's so many different stress factors. How are we doing mentally here?
I think it's a really difficult time for everybody, and I really empathize with everything that everybody's going through, especially in light of the fact that we're asking people to stay home, not go out to parks, obviously kids are all at home as well at this point. So I think we're doing as well as we can given the circumstances, and I really think that people need to seek out help if they're feeling depressed, anxious. There's a lot of resources out there. I know you can find that on our website, probably in yours as well. And I just want to reach out to people and tell them that their help is there if you need help, and that I completely understand what a difficult time this is for everyone.
Yeah, it is tough. What about a message of hope right now? We have seen a slight dip in cases. We're not sure if this is sustained, but it does seem like people are doing their very best to sort of avoid the community transmission and following those shelter-in-place orders. And this weekend also is a holiday weekend for many people, for Passover, for Easter. Do you have a message of hope for people this weekend?
Well, just, I really hope everybody is, even if they're sheltering in place, that they are celebrating Easter, and that I wanted to say optimistically that sheltering in place seems to be working. So you're doing what you're doing for a very good cause, because we aren't seeing huge numbers of cases like we've seen happen in some of our other barrier counties before shelter in place.
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel optimistic that things are going the right direction. So everybody thank you for what you're doing, and let's continue doing it.
Excellent. When will the next update be with you and the county?
Meaning with your with KSRO?
No, actually, are you have like a town hall kind of a thing that oh, yeah, people
yeah.
hear from you?
Oh, yeah, town hall. Mm-hmm, yeah, Tuesday. Okay. Every Tuesday, pretty much, we schedule the town hall since things are changing so rapidly, and we want to make sure we answer everyone's questions.
All right, excellent. Well, we'll look forward to that, and I'm sure that we'll also be touching base with you before that. Thank you so much for
That's
making
right.
time on this holiday. I do appreciate
okay.
it. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. That is Dr. Sundari May, Sonoma County Health Officer, and wishing you and yours a very safe and happy holiday. If you can connect with family and friends virtually online, there's lots of different ways to do that. And stay safe, everyone. We'll check in with you again 6 o'clock tomorrow morning with the KSRO Morning News. I'm Michelle Marquis, and this is KSRO.